comments and observations made so far. You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. We will continue with our responses to advanced questions received so far. Portugal, on behalf of the Group of Friends on National Mechanism for Implementation, Reporting and Follow-ups, requests to know whether Ghana has established a dedicated NMRF for implementation, reporting and follow-ups. It further seeks to know more about the mechanism, if there exists any in Ghana. In response, I state, following the successful UPR of Ghana in November 2017, the Cabinet of Ghana on the 11th of January 2018 approved the request for the establishment of NMRF on human rights to support Ghana's reporting obligations under the International Human Rights Instruments. The NMRF was inaugurated on 13 December 2018 and set up as an international, as an interministerial coordinating body under the Office of the Attorney General and Ministry of Justice. The members of the NMRF are drawn from various government ministries, and we have the Ministry of Women and Children Affairs, Foreign Affairs, Justice, Health, Employment, Information, Gender. We also have other agencies and services such as the Ghana Prison Service and the Ghana Police Service. Subsequently, an executive secretariat has been set up in Accra. The secretariat serves as the NMRF to coordinate and prepare reports to and engage with international and human rights mechanisms, including treaty bodies, the UPR, and special procedures, and to coordinate and track national follow-ups and implementation of treaty obligations, as well as recommendations, decisions emanating from these mechanisms. Since its inauguration, the NMRF has held various meetings and workshops, and I've also met with its stakeholders. Notably among them is the Perfecta of Sentiment Foundation, POS Foundation, which is a convener of the civil society platform on the UPR in Ghana, the secretariat for the Ghana Human Rights NGOs Forum. It has also held various meetings with the UN resident coordinator and his team in Ghana, as well as officials of the West Africa Regional Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights based in Dakar, Senegal. Further, in September 2022, the NMRF, after finalizing Ghana's UPR report, held a validation meeting to present the report to stakeholders who made valuable input to the report. Thus, for the first time in the history of this UPR process, Ghana used a standing coordinating body to prepare its report, unlike the three previous reviews where ad hoc working groups made up of various government institutions were put together to collate the report. Steps are being taken administratively to recognize the NMRF as a unit under the International Division of the Office of the Attorney General and Ministry of Justice. This will help the NMRF have a structured body with its administrative, logistical, and financial support adequately catered for to enable it perform its functions effectively and efficiently. I would like to take this opportunity to commend and thank UNDP Ghana, the UN resident coordinator and his team in Ghana, and the West Africa Regional Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights for their continuous, enormous technical and logistical support toward the successful participation of Ghana in the UPR process. Thank you.